Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am in my room relaxing before I head out to work again in the freezing cold. And while I was relaxing, I was listening to Audio Booze, of course. I had a few minutes of quiet time. Anyway, I was listening to Big Rick, all one word, and he was talking to Henry and teaching him French and German. And I was flashing back to when my parents and grandparents would teach me Spanish. And how did they teach me? I vaguely remember, but I also remember it was always spoken in the house. And my grandfather was very adamant about me learning to speak English first before I learned to speak Spanish. And for those that don't know, I am second generation born United States, but I also lived with my grandparents, which was rare back in the 60s and 70s because there was like, you know, nuclear families. And I knew a few of my friends had single moms, but most of them all had, you know, nuclear families. Mine was different in the sense that I was raised by my grandparents and lived with them. Anyway, so it was like three generations in one house. So go figure how ethnic. But when I would come home from school, my father, if he was home and not working, he would speak nothing but Spanish to me. And I would stand there. He would ask for a plate or a fork or a knife or to get him a glass of juice. And I would stand there and he would act it out for me. You know, as he was getting into the refrigerator, he would point and say in Spanish, you know, refrigerator and jugo and naranja. Well, it's jugo de naranja. And just, you know, that's how they taught me. That and when I went to Mexico and you don't speak the language, as children you learn really quickly. Sign language kind of kicked in, you know. And I do get embarrassed, not embarrassed, self-conscious of speaking Spanish because of not being, I guess, formally taught, you know, like you're in school and you pick up all the proper education part of, you know, English and writing, and I didn't learn all that at home. It was just a natural flow of it. I understand pretty much all of it. And I can hold conversations with people, real simple ones, and just don't speak really fast. I was just flashing back to how my dad used to sit at, you know, at the table and talk to me in Spanish, or there was always, the language was always being spoken. So it was like just, you know, drilled in your head. But when I went to Mexico is when I really picked it up. Because there's no other way of communication. And I just remember how my cousins would point to stuff and say words, and then they would point to my mouth and like, you say it. You know, I mean, it was just, and you're standing there and going, no, you know, you're just terrified because you don't know what's being said. But you can kind of get the general idea of it all. So yeah, teaching your children. Oh, and then the other thing too is I did the same thing to my kids. I put my my daughter in a bilingual program, and the first thing she learned in Spanish was the Barney song. You know, I love you, you love me, we're a happy family, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she learned that in Spanish. and or in school. But then I took her out, and you know, they had a bilingual program. But I did the same thing with my kids. And I speak Spanish to my man child all the time. You know, he's the only one that's really fluent and really good. My two oldest tend to, that's not our language kind of thing. But my grandfather used to stress when he was alive, Spanish will be the number one spoken language in the United States. And I can see that now. He said, you understand Spanish. And I was always taught to, if you're multilingual. Woo! Big books and perks and, yeah, all that fun stuff. Okay, running out of time. Later, news people.